And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's May the 29th, 2016. It's the birthday of G.K. Chesterton, London, 1874, author of stories about Father Brown, the crime-solving priest Chesterton had converted to Catholicism, and he realized that Catholic priests who listened to confessions all day long would know more about depravity than almost anybody else. One of his favorite authors was Charles Dickens, and he said that anyone who didn't enjoy the Pickwick Papers would not enjoy heaven. It was on this day in 1914, Edgar Lee Masters, a lawyer in Chicago, published the first poem of what would later be collected as the Spoon River Anthology. Masters was writing short poems that read like epitaphs of the townspeople of what he called Spoon River, a place based on his hometown of Lewiston, Illinois. He published them under the pseudonym Webster Ford, and it became America's best-selling collection of poetry. Today is the birthday of John F. Kennedy in Brookline, Massachusetts, 1917, who at 43 became the youngest man ever elected president. He grew up playing sports in Brookline, joined Scout Troop No. 2, was almost expelled from school for blowing up a toilet seat with a firecracker. He was hospitalized off and on with what was later diagnosed as Addison's disease, went off to Harvard, he swam on the varsity team, served in the Naval Reserve in World War II, commanded a PT boat in the South Pacific that was sliced in half by a Japanese destroyer, 1943. He got his crew to shore, he towed one injured man with his teeth, and after they were rescued, Kennedy was asked about his heroics. He said, "It was involuntary. They sank my boat." His war service helped him get elected to Congress from Massachusetts' 11th District, then the U.S. Senate. His book profiles in Courage, 1957, won the Pulitzer Prize. Campaigning for the presidency in 1960, Kennedy was asked if a Catholic could be elected president. He said, "No one asked me my religion in the South Pacific." He was elected president in 1960, the closest in 20th century history. He won by just 0.2%. In his inaugural speech, he said, "In the long history of the world, only a few generations have been granted the role of defending freedom in its hour of maximum danger. The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country." Here's a poem for today by Robert Bly. In the month of May. In the month of May, when all leaves open, I see when I walk how well all things lean on each other, how the bees work, the fish make their living the first day. Monarchs fly high, then I understand I love you with what in me is unfinished. I love you with what in me is still changing, what has no head or arms or legs, what has not found its body. And why shouldn't the miraculous caught on this earth visit the old man alone in his hut? And why shouldn't Gabriel, who loves honey, be fed with our own radishes and walnuts? And lovers, tough ones, how many there are whose holy bodies are not yet born? Along the roads I see so many places I would like us to spend the night. In the Month of May by Robert Bly, from his selected poems published by Harper Perennial and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turn cognitive research tasks into challenging games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.